the mic.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Tisa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning.
No, I'm serious.
And it's Hello World, top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, the anointed voice. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. Top of the Morning is presented by Focus House Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Good morning by Mandisa with Toby Mack. Open the show.
In Christ there is no east or west, in Him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth.
Atis Flow, Steve Asphalt, creative graphic designer, 917-294-0771. The Creative Flow is a graphic design and printing company located in Queens, specializing in ministry and business branding, designing logos, flyers, brochures, business cards, journals, Facebook cover artwork, and web flyers. They are located at 138-01 Springfield Boulevard, Springfield Gardens, New York. The Creative Flow has done all of my designing as well as a few of my guests, and I am a satisfied customer. So you can contact Steve at 917-294-0771, and he has customers. Contact Steve at your earliest convenience. YAS is a counseling agency for families servicing the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia areas. YAS can provide in-home counseling services for $20 per month. Email, phone, and letter services can also be provided at only $5 per month. Please call 202-422-6865 for more information. Job opening. Project manager at the New York City Leadership Center. The mission of the New York City Leadership Center is to exponentially increase the leadership effectiveness of ministry and marketplace leaders. For more information, you may visit their website at www.nycleadership.com. The position summary: manage work processes and manage staff in the areas of event management, communication, technology, and expense management, and act as project manager for events, and also manage event logistics. This position reports to the Director of Movement, Day, and Events. And again, you can visit the website at www.nycleadership.com. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you on this day. This is the day that you have made and we are rejoicing in it. For you are God and God alone, and there is no one else like you. We declare that you are omnipotent, omnipresent, all-powerful, all-knowing, and there is nothing too hard for you. Your eyes run throughout the earth to find those whose heart is perfect towards you. So, Lord, on today, search us, O God, and know our hearts. Try us and know our thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in us, and lead us in the way everlasting. Your word lets us know that if we regard iniquity in our hearts, you would not hear us. Lord, help us today, for we have all sinned and come short, Lord of God, and we want to have right standing with you. Judgment must begin at the house of God, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? So, Lord, we're asking for forgiveness for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. Forgive us for slothfulness. Wash us again in the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, wash the thoughts and intents of our hearts in your blood. Sanctify our attitudes and sanctify our emotions. We declare that you are the Lord of our lives. On today, we give you all the glory, your mighty God, Prince of Peace, everlasting Father, soon coming King. Great is your faithfulness to us. Your word instructs us that if we ask anything according to your will, you will hear us. So we humbly ask you to order our steps, order our thoughts, order our conversations. We commit our way to you. Have your way in our lives, Holy Ghost. We will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the kingdom of darkness. We will do great exploits for your kingdom, O Lord. Cast down the high places that hinder us from fulfilling our purpose, completing our assignment. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every delay and hindering, altering demons, and loose sudden miracles to the saints. In the name of Jesus, dismantle every manifestation or outcome of generational curses. Release generational blessings and wealth. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every negative word written or spoken in the lives of the listeners is null and void. In the name of Jesus, I find spiritual backlash for those who will move forward in the strength and might of the Lord. Cover them, protect them, and increase their discernment. Lord, we thank you, for it is you that will cause us to triumph in every area. Let your blessings overtake us suddenly. We thank you for acceleration and for movement on our behalf. We praise you in advance for new assignments and for our blessings that are looking for us now. On this week, let our ways be pleasing to you in everything we do. Save the unsaved. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Dr. Faye Maureen in 3 minutes of prayer.
Cannot hide the light. Who shall
And that was Chris Tomlin singing Whom Shall I Fear? And that short selection earlier was The Martins in Christ There Is No East or West. The weekly bulletin for Holter's House Ministries and related announcements. Holter's House Ministries community includes four primary initiatives. One, Top of the Morning Radio Show. Two, the Healing and Deliverance Crusade campaigns. Three, the Empowerment Zone, which features a blog at holtershouseministries.wordpress.com, and the Empowerment Zone, Faith to Faith with Dr. Faye, a web TV program which can be viewed at Holter's House Information Channel on YouTube, or on DVTVonline.com, or if you are listening in Pakistan, on Bright Star TV, Thursday evenings in Pakistan at 6:30 p.m. And four, Go Telecommunications Consulting, which provides churches and ministries with social media strategies, specifically communications plans and content management suggestions. GoTelec also offers workshop proposal templates and reference letter templates. There's also a GoTelec blog at drfaymaureen.wordpress.com. We have recently released the daily online news magazine called GoTelec Daily News Magazine. There are automatic push notification updates for the magazine to my social networking site account. So if you are not following me on social media, here's the information for you to subscribe or to follow me in Holter's House Ministries. On Twitter at Dr. Maureen B. Our two Facebook pages, Top of the Morning Radio Show and Holter's House Ministries. On LinkedIn, Faye and Butler. Google Plus, Holter's House Information. YouTube, Holter's House Information. Pinterest, Say Maureen Butler, and on Clout, The Maureen B. Links and information for these ministry initiatives can be found at my official ministry website, www.holtershouseministries.org, and it's currently being updated, and we really hope to roll out the improved and new website about a week from now. That's what we're hoping for. Top of the Morning is in syndication. On Sunday morning, you can tune in at 8 a.m. Eastern at gospelofgolden.com, and on Tuesday at 6 a.m. at dmggospelradio.com. Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. at thestarradio.com. And the show can also be accessed at www.spiritoftruthmedia.com. And coming soon, the release of Breadcrumbs, which are original inspirational quotes and motivational thoughts by yours truly. Holter's House Ministries is a satisfied client and partners with each of the following. Cedric Wooten Photography is a husband and wife team. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricwootenphotography.com. Design the braids and trades, all natural hair care. Contact Marion Council, Georgia at 718-783-9078. Are you looking for an inexpensive yet powerful promotional tool to promote your ministry, business, or product? Contact Roland Power Productions, 916-690-3953. These are related community announcements. Come and worship with Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, the Church Without Walls. We are located at 790 East www.urimcogic.org, and the church Twitter account is all uppercase at urimcogic. Our service times, on Thursday night, Restoring the Watch of the Lord prayer at 6:30 p.m. The Empowerment Zone Bible Instruction for New Members and Converts class begins at 7 p.m. Our Sunday schedule, Sunday school is at 9:30 a.m., worship celebration at 10:30 a.m. And on first Sunday is our Celebration Sunday. We celebrate the Lord's Supper. Third Sunday is our Stir Up the Gift Service, where I invite others to share their ministry gifts with Upper Room. Fourth Sunday is Monthly Family and Friends Day, and I anoint and pray for everyone. And then fifth Sunday is our Quarterly World Evangelism Day. Saturday night Sunday school with Illinois' First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday school every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central, dial 1-661-673-8600, access code 170-045-POUND. The lessons are now being taped and will be available for playback. The featured music guest for this month of February is Corey Moment, and will be featuring his music, Only You is one single, and Christian Soldiers is the other single. My guests today are Dr. Mara Sarva-Small and Nita Corey Snowden from Georgia, and you are in for a treat. This concludes the general announcements. Please govern yourself accordingly. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Let's touch and agree with this specific prayer of healing. Lay your hand on the phone or computer as you listen. Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And with your stripes, we're healed. Lord, we thank you and we decree healing in every area of our lives because you have sent your word and healed us and delivered us from our destruction. We thank you for the authority you have given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness and I loose hope against hope. I bind spiritual fatigue and I loose spiritual endurance. I bind spiritual apathy and I loose spiritual resilience. In the name of Jesus, I bind slothfulness and prayerlessness, and I lose commitment to the ways of God. I lose a desire to seek the things of God. In the name of Jesus, on today we declare that we are standing on the promises of your word. Having done all to stand, we're standing. Lord Jesus, we will acknowledge you in all of our ways. Our times and seasons are in your hands, and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. We are walking in the sons of Issachar anointing that will allow us to go before us and make the crooked places straight. We expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Lord, according to your word, give us the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Lord, we humble ourselves to your will. Lord Jesus, let us not operate in the spirit of error. Let us have and walk in a spirit of excellence. We want to be clothed with humility. Let a mantle of power rest upon our lives. Release God-pleasing faith in our lives. We thank you for favor, wisdom, and revelation. We have great expectations for an overflow of blessings in every area of our lives. Lord Jesus, grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in your knowledge so that we will see what you are saying with spiritual eyes. Lord, your word states in Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to activate and to train our five spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up. Dormant gifts and talents, and make ways for the saints to exercise these gifts and talents. Lord, we will use our weapon of command. Lord, your word states in Isaiah 45:11, thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons, because the work of my hands command ye me. In the name of Jesus, we command that the season of manifested blessings be released now. We call promises into existence by the blood of Jesus. We thank God for protection. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us, upgrading around us. I believe in the Lord God, so I should be established. I believe his prophets, so shall I prosper. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Dr. Faye Maureen. And 3 minutes of prayer.
You know, the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but it's given unto the that endure unto the end. So if you're a soldier, a true soldier, why don't you march in the army of the Lord?
Exploration Services assist you. They are serving the greater New York City area. Emmanuel Joseph is the CPA. They are located at 1360 Loring Avenue in Brooklyn. That's 1360 Loring Avenue in Brooklyn. The number, 718-227-0200. Again, the number is 718-227-0200. And that's J&L Tax Preparation Services, Emmanuel Joseph, CPA. Hiding in plain sight. God will hide us from our enemies while we are in their midst. The Witness Protection Program in the United States allows persons to completely see so that they are hidden from enemies. God's Witness Protection Program hides his witnesses, the saints, during certain seasons while he, the Almighty God, deals with the enemy. During this time, God only requires that we stand back and allow him to keep us hidden until he is ready for us to be revealed, where he gets all of the glory and honor. People can watch you, observe you, and even see many of the things God is doing for you, but in time, God will reveal, God will bless, God will. You will be standing and sitting in the middle of your enemies, but they can't touch you because God has hidden you. Psalms 32:7, you are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. Selah. Psalms 119:114, are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Psalms 17:8, keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Psalms 27:5, for he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. Hide me in your shelter from the strife of tongues. Psalms 64:2, hide me from the secret plots of the wicked, from the throng of evildoers. Isaiah 32:2, each will be like a hiding place from the wind, a shelter from the storm, like streams of water in a dry place, like the shade of a great rock in a weary land. Pray this prayer. In the name of Jesus, hide me from the enemy. Help me to dwell in the secret place as you deal with the enemy, and at the appointed time, you will reveal your glory, majesty, and power. In Jesus' name, amen. This has been an inspirational moment with Dr. Faye Maureen.
Your love is sweet. Bless the Trinity. We worship thee.
honor and glory. And before that, we heard from Corey Moment. He was singing Christian Soldiers. And it is an honor and privilege to expose new artists like Corey Moment. So we're happy to have him as our musical guest for this month. And then Keisha Ealy, who's been around for a long time. We're just so glad for her success and what God is doing for her in this season. We are excited on this morning because we have two wonderful, wonderful guests, two dynamic speakers. I'm so very excited to have a young lady. I see that she's on the line. We're about to bring her on, Dr. Tamara. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. She'll correct me if I'm not. Small, but she's calling us from Florida. She just celebrated her birthday, so we certainly want to wish her an early happy birthday, but we're just really excited that she's with us on this morning, so we're getting ready to bring her on the line. Top of the morning to you, Doctor. Am I pronouncing it right, Tamara? Tamara, how do you pronounce your first
good
name?
Good morning. It's Tamara.
Tamara. Okay, so I was kind of close. I was in between. But thank you. Thank you so much for getting up and coming on the show with us. Let me just first of all wish you a happy birthday and congratulate you on all the success, your book, and all these other things.
Thank you.
I want you to really share with the listening audience. Some will listen now, some will listen later, then the shows and syndication. But first, tell a listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, to God be the glory. Everything that I have is because He is. So I don't like to take any glory for myself, but I'm just so thankful and just very humble that God has chosen me for just a great assignment in both from a spiritual perspective as well as in a secular perspective. I'm a prophet, of course. I am in ministry. I'm currently preaching at various women conferences, even at a young age. I'm in my early 30s. But God is just, He has just blown my mind, and it just goes to show that if you just submit to Him, if you humble yourself before Him, He will elevate you. And so doors have just been opening. I am a mother. I am a wife. I just wrote my first book. It was a cookbook, and it is, it's been out a little over a month, and it's just selling, I mean, tremendously. And so I'm just so very excited. But at the core of my being, I'm an intercessor. Prayer is the foundation of my life. And by trade, I'm a counselor. I have my PhD in Christian counseling. I have a master's degree in psychology from Florida A&M University. And I counsel from both a Christian perspective as well as from a secular perspective. But I just believe that people should be healed in their minds. And sometimes people don't have anyone to talk to. But I believe that, you know, counseling has been given just this negative depiction, but it is actually healthy. And so, if I'm used as a conduit to help people to think clearly and to understand that they can ride this thing and this journey called life out to the fullest, then that's what I'll do.
Yes. That, you know what, that is so true. I'm so glad you mentioned that about counseling, because it's okay. You know, it's okay.
It really is.
We face different issues of life, and we do need Christian counselors. I mean, it's really interesting. Sometimes people come to me. I work on a college campus, and they're looking for a Christian counselor, someone who's specifically trained in that area. So it's so important. So can you just, we'll get to the cookbook and other stuff, and I just kind of love the title and everything else, but can you share with the listening audience a little bit about, you know, your ministry journey? As you mentioned, you're in your early 30s, but God has brought you to this point. Can you mention maybe any of maybe a challenge that you had along the way in your journey and how you handled that challenge?
Definitely. The Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And my testimony in itself, I just can't wait for the day that the Lord releases me to write my autobiography because I want people to know that I wasn't one of the ones that, you know, I just had a crystal clean background. No, I was like Paul the Apostle. I mean, my life in itself is a testimony, and I'll give you a snippet. My father committed suicide when I was 4 years old, and so that started off rejection because I never had a father figure until my late teens when my mother remarried. Not only that, but I was born to a teenage mother who was 16 years old when she conceived me, and so, you know, My father, he never completed high school. My mom, all she had was a high school diploma. And so the environment that I was reared in, I didn't come from money. I came from what they would call kind of like the hood or the inner city, if you will. And so it was a rough very rough upbringing. And as a matter of fact, even growing up, people labeled me as ghetto. And so it's so funny how people will label you as something, but God will have a different assignment for you. Mm-hmm. And so every time, and in retrospect, when my mind goes back, it's so amazing to me that what people said, it didn't define me, and neither did my environment, because God showed me that if I would just be consistent in him, look at me, I have a PhD, and I don't say that to gloat. I say that because God did it, and he gets all the glory. And so when I was 16 years old, I was on a date, and a young man raped me. So there it is. Here it is. I mean, just going through. And so I got into what most teens do. I got into this very backslidden state, you know, clubbing. I mean, you just name it, just living a life of sin and debauchery. I went to college at 18, and again, I mean, every time the doors opened, I was at a club. Because on the inside, I guess I was trying to fill a void.
Right.
When I turned 19 years old, I would never forget it. I turned 19 years old, and I had just come from out of the club. And I remember getting on my knees in the bathroom because my soul was tired. I said, God, if you just deliver me, if you just change me from all of this, I'm tired of living like this. And I'm telling you, I got saved in my bathroom. And I never turned back. It's been 14 years of salvation, and I have seen the Lord move for me miraculously. And I'm telling you, because of everything that I did when I was in sin, that's the reason why I'm able to counsel with being effective and understanding people, because I understand I was never perfect, but through him I am perfected. And so, as you know, as Christians, we have to be compassionate towards others that may not be saved, because sometimes the only God that some people will see is through us. And so when, you know, when I get inboxes on Facebook from a stripper who wants to know, where do I start? I can walk her through, because I remember the days when I was in the club.
Right.
And when I get inboxes from someone who has, I mean, been to the lower utter parts, just wild, I can minister to that person. Not being judgmental, but understanding the compassionate love that God has given me. And I have walked people through deliverance and salvation. So I'm just so thankful that God would entrust me enough to do that. So I'm like, Paul, I had a Damascus Road experience where God literally transformed my life.
Amen. And that is, see, that's just a powerful testimony. And that's what it's about, sharing with others what God has brought you from. And so it's an example to others. If God can do it for her, I can do it. That was just so powerful. Now, in a couple of minutes we have left in our interview, can you share with the audience the name of your book and where they can get it and kind of what inspired you to write a cookbook?
Yes, okay. The title of the book is Pretty Girls Cook. It is a Southern-style cookbook, and it can be purchased on Amazon.com, or you can purchase it from my website, which is Pretty Girl World, PrettyGirlWorld.co. That's PrettyGirlWorld.co. And what inspired me to write this book, believe it or not, I was actually asleep one day, and I had a dream. And in the dream, it was clear as day what the title should be. I just saw it. And I ran with the vision. I ran with the dream. I wrote the book in 3 months. My husband and I, we edited it on our own. We didn't even have to hire an editor because both of us have written dissertations. So, you know, it was a cookbook. It wasn't like, you know, it was a hard book to write. So in 3 months, I wrote the book. I hired a designer to do the cover and published it. And I had never, you know, written a book before. So I did my research on how to self-publish. And the rest is history. Like, if you just walk out your dream, the Lord will make a way.
Don't get me started.
Yes, he will.
Morning.
He will make a way.
Amen.
If you just
put
your hands to the plow, he will make a way.
But I love the cover and how it says people look at someone's look at them. They can't cook, or they look at how they look. And I like the fact that you're fit for the kingdom. So we just have so much in common. It's really, really wonderful. And I was chuckling when you said how you and your husband did the editing. I'm actually hoping to release my book of inspiration quotes soon. I actually have an editor because I have so much stuff going on. So that's why I started snickering and laughing. Although he's doing the layout, I'm kind of still doing some backroom editing. I know he's probably saying, oh, Dr. Faye, can you please make up your mind? But it happened. I know he's so sick of me. But you are so right. You are such an inspiration, and I thank God that our path forced through a lot of people we met. on social media, and I'm sure our paths will cross again. And certainly I hope to get you to come up to New York and do something, part of this organization called Flames. And I just look forward to meeting you in person. I thank you and your husband. What really very encouraging what you're doing, even on social media. So, and I'm inspired by Pretty Girls and Cooks. So one day down the road, I'll do something with a cookbook. A lot of things that God is doing for me now. But I appreciate you coming on this morning. Do you want to have anything final to say before we hang up and go to our next guest?
I thank you for having me on today. I'm truly honored. And, you know, for the women that are listening, again, my website is prettygirlworld.co. And I'm getting ready to actually, in about 2 weeks, release my next project, which is Pretty Girls Workout. And then my next book will be released very soon, Pretty Girls Pray. So God is doing some amazing things.
Amen. Amen. So thank you so much for coming on this morning. You have a wonderful day. Greetings. I know you have a better weather than we are, but thank you so much, and we will be in touch.
Amen.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Get ready for the Prayer Conference 2014, sponsored by Bishop Frank A. White, pastor of Zion Cathedral, Kojic, and King's Chapel, Kojic. The theme, Ask, Believe, Receive. The dates, March 26th through 29th, 2014. The location, Zion Cathedral Church of God in Christ, 312 Grant Avenue, Freeport, New York. Again, that is the Prayer Conference, March 26th through 29th, 2014, at Zion Cathedral Church of God in Christ. Bishop Frank A. White, pastor. We are so happy on this morning that our second guest is with us, and she is on fire. She's a human dynamo. So what a blessing we have on this morning. We're getting ready to bring on the line evangelist Anita Crawley Snowden, and I hope I'm not mispronouncing the name. If it's not, she can correct me. We're going to bring on the line because I want to provide her, you know, her 10 minutes, as I promised, so she can minister to us. She can bless the people of God. So we're getting ready to bring evangelists on the line right now. Top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye. How are you doing this morning?
Great morning, and God bless you. I am doing fine and blessed and highly favored. How are you?
Good. I'm just excited. I didn't share the previous guest, but I'm always up early on Mondays, and right before, you know, I get ready to come on, you know, I always hear some technical problems, but today it seemed like the radio where we record this, the station, they were having some server issues. I said, now, God, not today.
Okay.
I don't know what happened, but it all got, I said, not today.
Not today.
In the past, I've had some very humorous stories, but thank you so much for getting up and coming on, and greetings certainly to your husband as well. So share with the listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and bred in the Church of God in Christ. I grew up where my father was the pastor of Elder James Crawley, and my mother is an evangelist, where they were Church of God in Christ down in Emporia, Virginia. I grew up in a stern and well ministerial home where I was taught and standing on the promises of God, and that led me to becoming into and being birthed into the prophetic ministry where I was called from the womb. And from there, I got married, and I'm a mother of three and a wife of one husband. And we've been married for 7 years, and our ministry is growing. And from our marriage, from Zion Cathedral Church of God in Christ, where Bishop Frank White was our pastor, we moved down to Hinesville, Georgia, where now our pastor, my pastor, is the Pastor A.D. Shaw, and our bishop prelate is Larry Lee Shaw. And we're from the historic first jurisdiction, and where we reside here, and our ministry is just growing from Hinesville, Georgia.
Amen. Yes, I've seen things. So, can you, share a brief message of hope or word from the Lord? Because I know the Lord has always given prophets messages, and you've been sharing to me rich stuff on social media.
Yes.
Can you share with us for this morning?
Amen. Well, I believe when I was in my prayer, my daily prayer in the morning, I believe God was talking to the church, and he said, daughter, the church is bleeding like the woman with the issue of blood. And God told me that if his people which are called by his name, is persistent by touching his hem, they will be made whole. But before they are made whole, they have to refer back to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, so if you are his people, which are called by his name, we have to first humble ourselves, because now the devil is attacking the church with all kinds of forms of diseases and illnesses because the church is asleep. But God is telling the church in this century, he's telling us to wake up, because the time and the kingdom is at hand. And if we don't wake up, we're going to die in our sins, and we're going to meet who this little man says in the Bible. And God said he wished that no man perish, but all will come to repentance. So he's asking the church to stop doing strange fires, because we're burning strange fires. So if we will stop that and let the Holy Ghost permeate the atmosphere, then we'll be all right. And that's the word of hope today, is to come back to God. Come back to God.
I love it.
That's all he's asking. Come back to God. And stop doing the strange fires as Eli did with his son. Stop
Come
the strange fire. Because
Amen.
It's going to cause a calamity in the body of Christ. And when you don't have any fire, that means you don't have the Holy Ghost. And without the Holy Ghost, you don't have power to get up on a resurrection day when God blows the trumpet. And that's all he's saying for the church. To come back to him. That's
Amen.
The message.
Amen. Come
that's
back to God. It's time.
Yes.
You are so right.
It's
it is
time.
And we have to stop a lot of these strange practices and strange fire. That's
yes.
the word. And hopefully the people of God will heed the word, because it's time. It's time. So can you give us some information, any of your ministry information? I don't know if you have a website or if you have any books or blogs or anything, but I want you to be able to share with the audience where they can really take advantage of your ministry. And to the listening
yes.
audience, so if you're not friends with her on Facebook or any of her social media websites, you got to follow her. Because she feeds us meat and potatoes and collard greens.
Wow.
Every day you
God
feed us.
Because God needs the glory.
So can you give the audience information where they can, like, follow you or get some more information about your ministry?
Amen. Well, right now what we're doing is building. And what God has me doing is going through a process. He said, before I show you the promise, you got to go through a process. So now
right.
we're in the process of building our website. And now only thing that they can do is lead by the Holy Ghost and just get in contact with me at asnowden.ministry@yahoo.com. If not, get at me in my inbox on Facebook, or put it on my page. I'm always there. God is always giving me a word for his people. So I'm always there, and I will answer you, and the ministry will answer you in a timely manner.
Yes.
Because we're in the last days, Dr. Butler. We're in the last and living days, and the last thing the people of God want to hear is a prophet preaching repentance. Because that's what Jesus came. He said, I did not come for the righteous. He said, I came for the sinner to repent. So
yes.
people do not want to hear when the prophets say, repent, but yet repent with the courage of hope. And that's all I'm here. I just want to draw you back to God. I just want to draw you back to your first fruit. Be zealous.
Amen.
And come back to your first love. We lost our first love, Dr. Butler. God is saying we lost our first love, and we have to get back to whom we knew first and whom we served first.
Amen. Amen. You know what? Prophetess, like I said, you've been a blessing, and I'm excited, about your future. I know I sent you a message about writing and how the writing season, but I also believe you're going to be on TV as well, because God will open up a way. He's going to open up a way.
I receive it.
Yeah. Open up a way because he has done some things for me. If I had an hour to, I can't even describe what he did for me in 2013. And people look at what's going on now. I said, well, I didn't plan any of this. If you asked me years ago, this was not even a thought. This was not even a thought. So I see it. I read your stuff, and I'm excited to see. I'm just sitting back. I'm eating. I eat every day. So I'm excited.
Yes, God. I receive that.
It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning, I believe, of just a great covenant between you and I. I mean, I know your husband, because we both stayed back in the day with Bishop Frank Anton White.
Yes.
So just to see the progression and see what's going on. And every sometime I just see your profile pictures and I get encouraged.
This is the season.
You know what? This is that, which was spoken by the prophet as well. So I thank you so much for coming on this morning. We will be in touch. And I hope to run into you at one of our conferences or conventions. When you come back to New York, just to fellowship, because you are blessing us. And be encouraged. And greetings to your husband and to your family. And thank you so much for coming on today. Be blessed.
You too.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Evangelist Anita Thorley Snowden. What a dynamic woman, God. And we also thank Dr. Tamara Small for calling in and joining us. Hi, this is Dr. Faye. Promote your ministry or your business right here in this spot for only $25. We will air your commercial for 4 shows. Written ads are welcome. Submit your ads or MP3 voiceover files to Top of the Morning Radio Show at gmail.com. We can record your MP3 for you, but that is not included in the base price. Please inquire. Just send us an email to topofthemorningradioshow@gmail.com. We do accept general ministry donations, which are tax deductible. We thank God for our guests on today, but we are now at the bottom of the hour, so it's time to say goodbye until next week. This is Dr. Faye Maureen, the anointed voice, getting ready to sign off. And to celebrate Black History Month and also Valentine's Day, we're going to play a little bit of Sweet Honey in the Rock, song Freedom Train, and Sunday Kind of Love by Israel Houghton as we end the show. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you forth before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Promote the 3 G's, God, the gospel, and good thing. Top of the morning to you.
Everything will be alright. It makes me wanna say thank you, Lord, for all you've done and all the love this woman gives to me. She gives me something to believe.
Makes me feel like is that freedom train to come and
come and come and
is that
freedom
train to
come and
is that
Come and
is that